Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This.
What are you doing that stupid trickery crap for?
Is Felger and Mass.
The continued ish.
On 98.5.
I just want to see what the fuss is about.
The Sports Hub.
But I'll probably hate it.
All right, final hour, as promised. Right back to your phone calls. Let's grab Bob in Rhode Island on Jackie Bradley. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, you're on the air, Bob.
Yeah, hi. First-time caller. I'd like to say a few things about Jackie Bradley, as no one's pulled for him more than I have. He's such a nice kid and unselfish, but it's time that for him to go. I mean, he reminds me of the old days when the pitcher used to hit, because the pitcher probably... A lot of them hit better than him, and I just don't understand why he has a couple good games, now all of a sudden he's untouchable. And I feel bad. I like him a lot, but I just think it's time they have to move on.
He can't hit, Bob. He can't hit.
He's an automatic out.
He can't hit. So what? And I don't know, when you're a career 234 hitter through six seasons in Major League Baseball, I don't know how you... Like, I don't even know how that's a debatable point.
It's not debatable. He can't hit. It's gotten worse, too. That's the thing. It's a couple of years ago, you remember he had 20-something homers, and, you know, he had a pretty good year. And you thought, well, if he's at the net... Look, we had this discussion way back then, if you remember. What is the number he has to hit? And we all, at the time, I think, said somewhere around 250. You could probably take 240. It's fine. He gives you a little bit of power, and he gives you an OPS in the middle 700s. Fine. If he's in the low sixes or the fives, useless. The defense in center field is not worth that much. Andrew Benintendi's fine. So look, there will be a handful of plays every year that Bradley would have made that Benintendi wouldn't. Okay, but it's not enough to alter your season. So how many great, truly, truly great plays a year does he make? Five?
Oh,
one a month?
I mean, I'd even give him a dozen, but again...
But again, there's
just not enough to justify the bat. If he were a shortstop or a catcher, like you've said, then you justify it because you're involved in just way more any play. It's just not enough?
No, it's not enough. And I'm telling you, it's not a dozen. Because again, you have to, it's the value over replacement, right? Does he make a dozen that another guy wouldn't make? No, it's probably like five, six, one a month. That's it. And then other than that, he's got to bat four times a night. Like, if Bradley doesn't hit, he's a fourth outfielder. That's what he is. You put him in late for defense. If he hits, he plays every day.
Got Jay and Shirley on LeBron James. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We can.
All right. Hey, there's no way LeBron's staying where he's at. He's probably not even going to stay in the East. He's terrified of this team. Like, his legacy is based on...
I'm sorry, terrified of what team, Jay?
I'm sorry, what's that?
He's terrified of what team?
The Celtics. When they have their full team back, when Kyrie's playing, when you got Hayward back, he knows he can't beat them. He almost didn't get through this time. He needs to get the hell out of here. I mean, he's a douche nozzle. All he cares about is his legacy. You know, like, and right now his legacy is consecutive finals. If he stays in the East, there's no way it's happening next year. The Celtics coming back full strength are going to trounce anyone in the East, but especially Cleveland. So he's gone. He's
okay.
Gone.
Go Celtics. Again, do you think LeBron James is petrified of you?
No.
When's the last time he lost to them in the playoffs?
I can't remember.
Oh.
All I seem to remember is the games that count. He comes here and dangles himself on your forehead. That's all I seem to remember of him stomping you when it matters most. He's not afraid of you. He wants to get by Golden State. So it's not about the Celtics. It's about Golden State. What gives him the best chance against Golden State? He had about as bad of a team as you could possibly imagine. And he beat you.
I believe it's 8 years and running of the old wet sausage.
Ay, it's just these green teamers, man. He's suddenly petrified of the Celtics. I mean, he probably looks at the landscape and say, if the Celtics are fully healthy, they're better than us. Does that mean he's scared? Or is that his number one motivation now to flee the Celtics? Because he's petrified. Oh, you green teamers are so cute. Cute! The player that has basically wiped his tuchus with you for the last 8 years is now afraid of you. He's used you as Charmin for about 8 years.
Yeah, he's a scared Falcon.
And now, I gotta get out of here! It's the Celtics!
Fear has been detected.
Oh, God.
He's a scared because we're more better.
Joe in the car. Go, Joe.
You guys really know how to stomp on the green teamers when they're down. Maz, has anybody ever told you to be quiet, by the way? How many games have you played against Larry Bird? Maybe, don't you think ego and confidence has something to do with these guys that manage and coach and own the team to deal with these prima donna NBA players?
Hey, Joe.
You did go to... Yeah.
Just quickly, do you think Isaiah Thomas, not the one that played here, the real one, the good one, do you think that Isaiah Thomas had an ego? Do you think he had all that confidence you're talking about?
He was a head case, and we know that.
No, but he was a great player, right? He sucked as
a
coach.
He was a head case. Magic Johnson was one of the greatest players of all time, and he did play against Larry Bird from college on.
What does that have to do with building a team?
Exactly. Where's the consistency there? Or the connection?
Because he's the best, and he's beaten the best, and he can deal with these punks that are going to try to come to his team and run his team.
Well, let's see about that. First, he's got to get him there. And he's now talking about a two-year plan when he's got all the free agency room that you could possibly want this offseason and good free agents sitting there. And now he's talking about a two-year plan. So let's see. Let's see him get those guys there first before he starts managing their egos. I mean, I happen to think that Magic would have a chance to do that. Just because I think he has credibility. I think he walks into the room and guys are going to respect him and he'll have a chance to get through to these guys. So I'll actually give the caller that point. But why don't you wait to see before he gets them there? And, I mean, I'm sort of with Maz. I mean, for him to be asked if he has any pressure on him, when he's got a high-pressure job right now and an important job and a tough task, and for him to say, I've been to 9 finals, this ain't pressure, is, I don't know. That doesn't make me feel better if I'm a Lakers
fan.
No,
it doesn't, because it doesn't apply. Like, what? So the fact that you could play in a game 7 means that you can sit there at a negotiating table and build a championship team and make all the right decisions with regard to the cap and the personnel and the mix of egos and all that? That says, you can do all of that. I don't see it. Now, look, maybe he pulls it off. I just think it's a dink thing to say. Like, what's that have to do with anything?
Let's grab a quick Bruins thought here from Anthony in Newton. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Felger, this one's definitely right up your alley. So for a couple days in a row, it's been reported that the Canadiens were going to be signing the top defensive prospect out of the queue. He had a pretty
good... Okay, so the queue is the Quebec Junior League. So these are junior players. Go ahead.
Yep, so he had 74 points. He had 25 goals, 49 assists. Then in the playoffs, he's second in his team in points with 20 points. They win their championship. 2 days ago, it's reported he's going to the Canadiens. Today, he doesn't show up to development camp, and it's announced that he signed with the Bruins instead. And the best part is his favorite team is the Montreal Canadiens. His favorite player is Shea Weber, and somehow that joke of a franchise can't lock this kid down.
So I was just handed this information myself. So, Anthony, he's a defenseman, right?
Yep, he's a left-shot defenseman, which the Bruins will need. I'm not saying he's going to be, on the team this year, but this is kind of how the Bruins got Torrey Krug. Some of these guys are late bloomers. They
and fall
on their hands. Left-shot defenseman.
So that was my next question. He's undrafted.
Yep, he's undrafted, and anybody could have had him. I guess he was kind of everybody's been trying to get him, but he's from Montreal. Everybody said he's going to go to Montreal. He didn't show up today, and instead his agent announced that he signed with the Bruins.
His name is, thank you for the call, Anthony. His name is Oliver Gallopo?
Looks like Olivier Gallopo. Olivier.
Olivier.
There's more eyes in there.
Olivier Gallopo.
Yeah, he's a defector.
Yeah! 6 feet, 200 pounds, left shot defenseman. Played for several teams in the QMHJ. I can't remember what that league is. It's the Quebec Junior Major Hockey League or something. So definitely a late bloomer, because the only reason he could say he's going to sign with one team and then defect to another is that no one has his rights. So he was undrafted.
21, 6 foot, over 200 pounds.
Yeah, and he's 21 years old?
Yeah.
So the
which is ancient for a young hockey player.
Right. So the report I say is that I'm reading from here is that from Stanley Cup of Chowda, says our best guess as to where he's going is straight to Boston's developmental camp, then off to Providence. But who knows? Maybe he wants to show up the Habs so badly he works his way into a 6th, 7th defender spot. There's no question. What?
I'm laughing at Murray saying he defected.
Yeah, he's a turncoat. He's hockey Benedict Arnold.
He's a defector. This is payback for all those people who went to Canada during Vietnam.
Won the championship twice in the Q Junior League.
Yes. So
wears a C on the uniform as well.
Ooh, he's a leader.
So maybe they came here because the Bruins actually said you could win a job. We have no left shot D.
I like it.
Why not? We stole him from Montreal.
Anybody who gives the Canadians the finger is fine by me, man.
Right. Jimmy, what do they give you when they win that thing? A Labatt?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right, so come back with more of your thoughts and what set us off on the Jackie Bradley thing today. You'll hear right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give me 1 to 10. Like, how solid of a ball club are the Red Sox right now?
When Jackie Bradley Jr. is hitting, they're 12, okay? Trade JBJ. Get him out of here. Look, guys, he's hitting. He did it tonight. Are we back on the Jackie Bradley Jr. train? Is everyone convinced now that he's still a capable hitter, that he can be a contributor and a worthwhile player on this team? They're a very good team overall. When the bottom of the order is producing Christian Vasquez, Jackie Bradley, that's when you see these types of games.
Once again, not beating up on Evan Drellick, but I guess we are. I mean, that's not the point.
In a good way.
I mean, there's more like him, right? There's this whole Jackie Bradley Jr. defense crew, this boo-hoo Bradley crew. That, and I know this as well as anyone when I see it. The old
the JBJ brigade.
How do you like me now? The guy sucks all year, has one good game, and then you hear the how do you like him now? I usually, again, hear it with Tuukka Rask when he, you know, shuts out the Buffalo Sabres in some meaningless game in February.
You still think he sucks? Idiot.
But it's like, boy, this Bradley one with Drellick and Bradley, that's as bad as it gets. The dudes, after he's 6 of his last 7, to bring him up to 199, he went into the game hitting 181?
Something like that, yeah. I think he was 181 2 days ago.
I'm sorry. He was 178 two games ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago, yeah.
He was hitting .178 after the Seattle game. .178! Then the last two games, he scratches out a couple hits. Hits a homer last night, and it's... He says, you know, and then he does the... Well, trade him! Get him out of here! And then he says, now, aren't we all convinced he's a capable hitter? So are we all on the Jackie Bradley Jr. train?
All aboard. Now leaving Suckville. All aboard the JBJ train. Next stop, told you so town. All aboard.
I bet you he regrets saying it because it was preposterous.
The guy, Bradley, hasn't had a multiple hit game in 3 weeks. Since he had scratched out 2 hits against Detroit on June 5th. Since then, ay vey. 0 for 2, 0 for 3, 1 for 3, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 1 for 3, 1 for 4, 0 for 3. Like, just a parade of suck. Suck after suck after suck. He gets down to 178. And then he has a couple games where he gets a couple hits, and it's... Bleh!
All aboard, Felger. Now leaving Oferville.
Oh, my God. So, to Evan, who I love and respect and all this, I'd still trade him yesterday. Yes. Do I want to trade him? Yes. Am I convinced? No, not even close. He sucks. And again, I say this just as a man-to-man, as just, you know, a little bit of... Just trying to help you out. He blows. He blows. He can't hit. He's been in the major leagues 6 years. This is his 6th season. This is not a small sample now. This is 6 years, and he's hitting .234. That's it.
And since the All-Star break of last year, the number is .202.
Thank you. So give me this. Since the All-Star break of last... We're just about at the All-Star break this year, so call it a full season. Over the last full season... He's hitting .202, which ranks 113 out of 114 qualified hitters in Major League Baseball. He is arguably the worst hitter in baseball over the last calendar year.
I mean, the only guy who's worse is Chris Davis of the Orioles, who's been an absolute train wreck that guy. And so, again, Bradley ranks dead last in slugging during that period of time, and he ranks 111th out of 114 in on-base percentage.
So do I still want to trade?
109th, I think it is. I take it back. Do I still whatever it is, it's bad.
Do I still want to trade him?
Yep.
Am I convinced? Nope. Not even close. Not even close.
I don't know how you could even come close to being convinced. The other thing is that line. Where do the Red Sox rank 1 to 10? Well, 12 when Bradley hits. Well, wait a minute. So Bradley is the key to them being a great team?
Well, I mean, the bottom of their lineup, that's a fair point, but it's an obvious one. Yeah. No?
No, they have more holes than that on top of it. I think it's even inflating the team. Like, I think their bullpen is a potential liability for them in the postseason. But, fine, I won't pick on that part of it. Bradley is what he is. Bradley's not going to become all of a sudden some offensive weapon at the bottom of the lineup. And you know what? He might have a good July. He might.
He's usually good for a good month or two.
A good month, usually. He has one. When he gets hot, he hits everything and he hits it for extra bases for about a month and then it's over.
Okay, so get it out of him and trade him at the deadline. Get something. Sell high on Jackie if he goes on one of these runs. And play your game all month. You know, bleh, how do you like him now? Ooh, let's get on the train, Murray. Ooh, he got three hits.
So, all aboard the JBJ train.
Let's do it.
Never going to go over 230. Real slow.
Let's do it. And then trade his ass because he sucks. Evan, just take it from me. He blows. So that was our Jackie Bradley Jr. thing today. Back to your phones on whatever you want here. John in Canton. Go ahead, John.
I just wanted to talk about why we shouldn't not get Kawhi Leonard. Basically, it's like, why would you trade anybody on the Celtics right now who's motivated? That's insane.
Well, you traded for a guy in Kyrie Irving who was going to shut it down for a year and do basically the exact same thing if his old team kept him.
Yeah, but whatever happened to, you know, it used to be like, you know, let's go beat L.A. Now it's like, hey, come here and then beat it.
Oh, right. Well, the old days are the old days, John. You're not going to get that back. But for everyone who's concerned about Kawhi Leonard, you understand Kyrie Irving was on the precipice of doing the exact same thing.
See, that's why you made this point a long time ago, and I think it's a fair one. In that league, the players will quit. And Ainge knows it because he was willing to take on Kyrie. Right? So he looked at it and said, nope, it just means the guy's in a bad situation and he's sulking and he's pouting. Most guys. A guy like DeMarcus Cousins is a different animal entirely. But the really great players in that league will sulk and they will pout and they will quit if they're in a bad situation.
Max and Beverly, what do you got for us, Max?
So here's the thing that I've been thinking. So I've been willing for a long, long time, I don't know if this would pass, to give up Rafael Devers and JBJ for Manny Machado. Now, my question to you is, would the Orioles bite on that?
Yes, I bet they would. I bet they would. But why would you do it if you don't have Machado signed? You'd give up Devers for a half a year of Manny Machado?
I would give up Devers for a half a year of Manny Machado because I am this Red Sox team, we've already blown up the farm system. Why don't we just go?
Let's go all the way. Napalm the whole organization. Sort of Maz's point. I don't agree with it. If you threw in Zach Britton coming back, it makes me more interested.
So I was just going to say that. The scenario that was presented by Kenny Rosenthal in that story in The Athletic a while back had Britton coming in the deal too. So, like that I look at and say, I think I'd do that. Now look, Benintendi's a tougher call. Because Benintendi is a more consistent, stable player than Devers is. But, like, you get Machado in Britton, I'd do it. I just think you're so far in with this team. What, are you going to back off now and let Mookie Betts leave in a couple years? Because it doesn't feel like they can sign him.
Tommy in the car, what do you got?
All right, so I have a question. You guys think, even if we dream scenario, we got LeBron and Kawhi, we could beat the Golden State Warriors?
Yes.
I don't know about you guys. Three is better than two.
Three is better than two. I don't get
three
that.
Three-pointers work better than two.
Oh, I see. Yep, I got you. I'm sorry, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard added to this group?
I mean, this guy's delusional. Like, you don't think that'd be good enough to beat Golden State? Defensively, those two guys would be just smothering some people. So one of them would take Klay Thompson right out. The other one, in theory, would take out whoever. Green, Durant, or at least give him some difficulty. To me, I would take my chances with that. You know, let's not, just because Golden State is dominating the league as constituted, let's not make them out to be the greatest team that ever played and completely unbeatable.
If Chris Paul doesn't tear his hamstring, they probably lose to Houston, which stuns me, which I never could have predicted. But that's how that thing was shaken out.
Oh, gosh, people are going too far now. All of a sudden, they're unbeatable. They're not unbeatable. They're beatable. But you got to have a great team to do it. And they are. They're an all-time team. It's a great team. But it's not like they're completely bulletproof. They're not. Okay. Holy crap. LeBron, Kyrie, Kawhi Leonard, Tatum, Brown, Hayward. You're telling me that's not enough to be Golden State?
No, it's not enough.
Oh, it's ridiculous. God, it's, let's not get stupid about it.
Team USA of the early 90s. Please, come on. Of course they will.
Here's the very latest on the NBA rumor mongering. There's some good stuff out there. Murray's got it for you in the update. We come back and hit on David Price again. He was back at it again last night. And I'm not talking about on the mound in the post game. We'll get to that right after the update.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Junta.
Magenta?
Junta.
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 Sometimes you have to wonder if there's a gas leak in the building.
Woohoo! Whoop-de-doo!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, we're looking forward to Sunday night at the Bank Stadium. That challenge?
I don't think I'll be able to go, so I don't think so.
Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm happy when fans say we hate you, David. I know I'll never be celebrated. I'm only happy when it rains. I know you root for me to pitch real bad. Your hate's the thing that makes me feel glad. I'm only happy when it rains. They hate me, Astro. Pour your misery down. Pour your misery down on me. Pour your misery down. Pour your misery down on me. I just want to play Fortnite. In fact, let's boot it up right now.
All right, we're online. All right, my dudes. Let's get a battle royale going on my favorite map, Salty Springs. That's right, JBJ. You know I love this map. Not just because I'm rappers on here, bro. It's because I'm salty. Pedroia, we're running out of time, bro. We gotta build in the final bubble. Oh yeah, Shield Pop. You got nothing on me, you weak-ass bitch. I got the Desert Eagle. Nobody's stopping the Fortnite kid. Say my name.
So that did happen last night.
He does feed off of it, though.
Oh, what a martyr. What a martyr. I'm sorry.
Your hate is what makes me pitch better. I hate you all. I hate the media. I hate the fans. I hate being here. But that's how I pitch better.
There is a mental thing going on with this player. We can all agree there, right?
Oh, totally. Completely.
I mean, some people are saying that he's joking.
Look at his face when he says that.
There's no smile. There's no smirk. There's no wink. There's no lightness at all. There's
no self-deprecation whatsoever. It's just one big FU.
Martyrdom. It's Greg Bedard, our football guy from the Boston Sports Journal, doing a Red Sox game. Bob's big boy, Greg Bedard.
Yep.
In the scrum, Jimmy, just cue up the whole sequence again. And it's just, a great game last night for David Price. Next one's in New York. How you feeling about it, Dave? And, he doesn't invoke Fortnite, but he's more than happy to go there when someone suggested. So, again, it's, David Price, the martyr. You all think I'm not tough. You all think I won't pitch. So, when you go to New York, what's happening?
Hey, we're looking forward to Sunday night at the Yankee Stadium. That challenge?
I don't think I'll be able to go. So, I don't think so.
Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite.
Yeah, that's what it is, Fortnite. I've heard it all, a-hole.
And you know what? The question is so innocuous, too. Bedard just says to him, you're looking forward to Sunday night. Yankees, national TV game, you get a crack at them because you've ducked them the last two times. He didn't even throw that out there. Just said, looking forward to the game. And the guy just can't say, yep, I missed my last couple of times against him, so here we go. Yeah, I told you, I'm still not convinced he's going to be out there. I'll believe it when I see it, given the way the first two went. You know, in this, like, for all the stuff people say, we were talking yesterday about Chris Sale. And I said to you, they should give Sale all this additional rest in the middle of the season to get him ready for September and October. And I got a call last night from someone who says, well, how can you do that when the race is so close? Well, David Price missed two games against the Yankees. Like, those two games could end up meaning something. You know, so I'm not convinced he's going to be out there Sunday night. I'll believe it when I see it. And in New York at Yankee Stadium Sunday night against Severino, all of that, that's a big spot. Let's see how he does. 8-6 career at the new stadium with an ERA in the high threes. So he hasn't been great there. Sanchez is out. Murray brought this up earlier, and he's right. Sanchez owns Price. So Sanchez is out of the lineup. He's not going to play Sunday night. But you still got Judge. You still got Stanton. Gregorius hits lefties, and in that ballpark, the short right field, like, you know, it's a challenge. It's still a challenge. Let's see him do it on Sunday night.
Just going to let you down.
And ultimately, just, you know, I have no problem with it. If anything, like, this whole martyrdom, it's actually helped him pitch better. I believe that over this last nine starts. But, I don't know. He still comes off as, like, just such a humorless baby.
Such a baby. Joe and Peabody, what do you think?
What's up, guys? He's a baby. Murray just said it. So, Maz, a little while ago, you were asking a question, like, what is this guy's problem? He's a child. Every single time he has the chance to break away from all the drama, he just creates more of it for himself. It's really entertaining to me. Just watch this baby cry and continue to make problems for himself. When all he needs to do is just pitch, and the city would love him.
I mean, no one, right, Zay, he brought it on himself last night by saying, oh, well, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to bow out. He was simply asked about, are you looking forward to New York on Sunday? It's his next start. Against the team you're fighting for the division.
I mean, what?
Sunday night baseball. You looking forward to Sunday night? Well, I'm not going to make it.
Seriously, though, like, what is his problem? What's your problem,
you,
dude?
All of you. This whole experience. I hate it.
Like, I'm sorry. This is a place where, you know, you got a huge paycheck, and I hate to keep coming back to that, but we all know, and people expect you to live up to the contract. So where's the issue? You thought you were just going to sign the deal and you didn't have to pitch? Like, it's a deal. You get the money, they get the Red Sox get the results. It's really pretty simple.
Keenan and Lowell. Hi, Keenan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you got, Keenan?
All right, so I got from a semi-reliable source, I got a revelation into the David Price Fortnite tendonitis scandal.
Okay.
Apparently, it's not the amount of time he plays a day. He doesn't play that often, maybe a few hours. It's the size of his hand. I was at game two of the Celtics and Cavs in the playoffs, and I was, unbeknownst to me, I was sitting next to one of the roommates for the guy on the Red Sox, and he said his hands are so big, the way he grips the controller, he goes, it's absolutely asinine. He goes, it looks like a T-Rex or something he's never seen before.
So you're saying he doesn't even play a lot, it's just a couple hours a day. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds, Keenan? So he's playing a couple hours a day, and that's not a lot?
I mean, I'm saying maximum. I mean, people are saying he's playing like 3, 4, 5 hours a day. I mean, maybe one or two tops. It's really not that excessive.
One or two tops a day? You're spending an hour or two. You're only awake for what? 16 hours a day. And then you work for the 8 of them.
Not him.
And then you've got family and everything. And you're going to spend 1 to 2 hours a day on an effing video game as a grown-ass man. That is pathetic, and it shows you where we are as a society, Keenan. I don't mean to jump on you, but for you to say he's only playing a couple hours a day, that shows you how utterly ridiculous and out of control that these video games and technology in general has taken over.
Well, because that guy Keenan, I mean, he sounds on the younger side. He's thinking, dude, I'm popping 3 or 4 days.
It's unbelievable. He's only playing 2 hours a day when he's got a full-time job and kids and a family and a life, but he's still got 2 hours a day. Do you have 2 minutes a day to take a proper dump?
Nope.
Because I don't.
Nope.
I don't got 2 minutes, never mind 2 hours.
And I'm going to need more than 2 minutes in the next 12 hours.
I mean, that's no different than watching a movie. I mean, an hour to two, like, that's okay.
I don't have it. Do you? You do, don't you?
No, I don't touch mine, but it's no different than watching a 90-minute movie. Like, what's...
Every day? Do you have time to watch a 90-minute movie every day?
No.
No, I don't.
Sounds like you
I'm
do.
Very busy. Sounds like
no, that's right. That's right. That's right, Murray, because you know you forgot you don't have time to recycle either.
That's right, Maz.
You're sitting on the couch. Busy.
What going on?
Right, exactly.
Smoking dope and petting the cat.
Yes, and watching movies.
No, but from that Jen McCaffrey story from The Athletic a while back, we found out about how many hours he was playing, like 7 to 8, 6 to 7. Like, that's insane. But people do play an hour or two.
Okay, so his hands are too big? Is that wash?
No, please.
He's always got the electronic intruder, you know, on his hand. They're on the bench there that he's playing with. Yeah, that machine goes by a different name, but I won't give it to you. Here is Jeff in Boston. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Felga, earlier you said that Kyrie was going to do the same thing as Kawhi, but it's totally not the same because Kawhi just did it. He sat out a whole season while he was supposedly healthy. Kyrie actually needed surgery. It did shut him down. And more importantly, Kyrie had 2 years left and was lukewarm on re-signing, where Kawhi is saying, 1 year, I'm gone. So. Right.
There are no perfect comps, and Kyrie Irving went to Duke, and Kawhi Leonard went to I don't know where.
San Diego State or something.
Kyrie Irving is 6'7", Kawhi Leonard is 6'8", so that's not a perfect comp, Felger. I knew green teamers would get upset with this comp, but go ahead, keep going. Let's give you a Colin in Boston. Same thing. Go ahead, Colin.
Look, it's not a matter of, like, what their size is or what uniform they're wearing. It's, you know, you're looking at Kyrie Leonard, and he's not like he's the guy at San Antonio. What more can he want? And yet he shuts it down, and he puts all of his teammates, like, in a terrible situation in the playoffs. Because why? Because he isn't getting his belly rubbed enough by Popovich, and he wants to go to L.A. and be, you know, a bigger superstar.
So let me flip this on you, Colin. Yeah, you're Kyrie Irving. You're winning championships. You're going to finals. But because you just don't like your teammate, you're going to threaten surgery when you may or may not need it at the time. And then force your way. Well, let me finish. And then force your way out of town. And then instead of, why did he really not get the surgery, Colin? Do you think it might have been because he wanted to shoot his movie? Because he had to shoot the Uncle Bob movie, whatever the thing's called.
Uncle Drew.
He had to shoot the Uncle Drew movie last year, and you can't very well shoot the Uncle Drew movie coming off of an ACL surgery. So did he put off the surgery because he wants to shoot his movie? And then when it came time to support his teammates in Game 7, he had to leave because he wanted to get a nose job because he didn't want that impacting the movie tour for the movie that he shot the year before.
So you're giving him a hard time because he's not sitting on the bench when he had an actual injury?
What was his injury?
Calling him out for that? Were any of his teammates complaining about him not being?
Who cares? They don't call their teammates out for anything.
Because they did about Leonard. They
hold on,
Leonard.
You think that was an injury?
I said Pau Gasol, a consummate pro. These guys are calling out Kawhi Leonard for sitting out during the
Kawhi.
Playoffs.
I mean, Colin, you think Kyrie Irving missed Game 7 on the bench because of an injury?
I think that it didn't matter that he was out. He was out with the.
You're not answering the question. Whether you think it matters or not is not the question.
He was filming Uncle Bob.
Did he have an injury?
I think he was recovering from an injury. Yes, he was in recovery. Yes.
Uh-huh. I see. You green teamers, you're so cute.
Both Danny Ainge and Kyrie Irving publicly said he was in New Jersey.
What does that mean?
He's not recovering from an injury. He was in New Jersey.
He was recovering from a nose surgery. And so
it's not an injury.
It's not exactly. It's not an injury.
He was all perked out on the couch.
Here's Kyrie Irving. He was on a good team that went to finals, that winning championships, and he quit and left and demanded a trade because he didn't like his teammate, because his teammate gets too much attention or demands too much attention, or I don't know, you tell me. And then if he stayed, he threatened to have a surgery that he may or may not have needed. Now, if you think he needed it, why didn't he get it last year? Is it because he was shooting Uncle Bob? Or is it all basketball because he's a Celtic? Okay, so he
about Bob?
He puts off the surgery because he's shooting the Uncle Fester movie, like which I could give two poops about.
Uncle Buck.
But you can't shoot Uncle Buck when you've got a knee brace. So he puts off the surgery. He plays for you. Then he has to get the surgery, which he probably should have gotten the year before, but he didn't because he was shooting a movie. And then he has a chance to support his teammates and be there on the bench in Game 7, but he got to get a corrective thing for the deviated septum because he's about to go on the movie junket. So if you think Kyrie Irving is really that different than Kawhi Leonard, good luck to you. I think he's just another one of these NBA divas. He'll shut it down in a minute. Minutes notice when they don't like their teammates, don't like what the team's doing, or have a movie tour. Just like the rest of them.
When does Uncle Bob come up?
The final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Bass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, and the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody meets Town Fair Tire. No.
Nobody, James.
Money.
No.
Two pieces of sound in the final word today, both at the expense of one David Price. He makes it just so easy with his commentary after the game last night. Another good performance, but he just can't let it go. So you know how much he enjoys Fortnite.
In fact, let me start it up right now. All right, let's get online.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. Now I'm not sad. Yeah. Oh, I got that minigun. Watch me mow down all these bitches and earn me some V-Bucks. I'ma get that money and buy me some new skins. This is so much fun.
Oh, God. A baby. Sorry.
No. Keep going. Keep going. I do it for 4 hours.
I'll get back on. Son, you don't have to twist my arm. I love playing. This is so much fun. Hey, yo, Benny, jump on here, bro. Help me 86 these clowns. I'm sitting here racking up kills like a mofo. JBJ, eyes to the sky, my dude. These pitchers are launching. Switch up your weapon and grab a shotty to spray them. So much fun. Yo, Kimber, how are you on match, man? You share any bricks or some wood? I need to build. I'm running low over here, fam. Come on.
I mean, it's
so easy.
It really is.
Oh, I love the sound effects now that come along with it. Absolutely brilliant.
And then it came to our attention that David Price actually did an interview today on Jim Rome's show.
Oh,
so
God.
Rather than actually playing you any real audio from that, we kind of just went on the fly here. And, this is what we came up with. Apparently, David Price has done an interview today with Jim Rome. So, God forbid he does anything on the local level, but he's doing a national interview.
I mean, Murray, you could do both voices for me if you could.
So, David, tell us what it's like playing in Boston. Is it bubbling with negativity?
You're damn right it is. These guys all are a bunch of a-holes. I hate it. I'm sorry to swear on your show.
That's all right. You're just keeping it real, David. Savage. Absolutely savage.
Did he
say finding out, apparently, during his interview.
Let me pull up over now. Hold on. I got to do this interview over here. Let me just log on here. All right. Here we go. Starting to party. Hey, Mookie, KD, this dude over here on one shot. Rush his ass and finish him off. it sucks playing here, Romy. I can't stand it.
Well, tell us a little bit more. What's it like? You over there multitasking, playing Fortnite? Game is huge right now. My kid's into it, too. I know all the terms. Savage with the SMG and the rocket launcher.
That's right. You want to join my clan, too? We are savage on here, too. It's so much fun, Romy. Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just racking up kills right now. Benny, JBJ, OMG, you should see these stormtroopers over here just hiding like a bunch of scared-ass bitches.
It's great playing for Alex Cora, too. I should probably add that.
Awesome. First-year manager. Killing it in Boston right now. Also a little upset that I didn't get voted in to the Radio Hall of Fame. It's a bunch of garbage. Beat out by Francesa. Falls asleep on air like a fat slob. Also beat out by fabulous sports babe. Been around way too long. What has she done for the medium that I haven't? Bunch of crap. Savage that Rome didn't get in.
Is that true that this fabulous sports babe is in the Radio Hall of Fame and Rome is not?
This was just announced the other day. Yeah, fabulous sports babe got in. Francesa got in. Mike Golick and Mike Greenberg, the Mike and Mike show got in. The Mike and Mike show got in, and not my show. That is a bunch of crap. And then some other guys, Kid Kelly, who's like, hey, everybody, top 40 on it. That's also BS. You don't know how much I really want to swear right now. for effect. Next time I'm up, text 800 or vote at radiovote.com. Next thing you know, Felger and Maz will get in. They're not national. I am. I'm Jim Rome. And I'm going to do that for probably till midnight.
Love
now. I'll just do it to myself because I live with this.
Love it, Murray. Roll on it.
It's good. Just give me another hour at least, Murray. That's what we're looking for. What
Maz what on his way to poop town.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.